Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mumba once again. I'm here in Plano, Texas, the United States of America. Well, I just celebrated my birthday Monday, 19th of October. Mind you, I was 66 years old. That's no joke, man. I'm running. You know, the way life is, it runs so fast that sometimes we miss the count. That's why it's important to categorize and continue bearing up and taking note of the events that happen in your life. My wife and I were celebrating our marriage, and we thank God. Even the church we usually attend, go to, if I'm not ministering at our own church, Fellowship Church, opened doors last Sunday. And it was great to be in church. Can you imagine? The Lord is wonderful. You know, this COVID thing, the way I saw it was that the devil was trying to block, especially the work of God, from advancing. Apart from that, the devil was just trying to bang people with disease. There's this young lady in the UK, Jillian. She called me, I think it was on Monday, and said to me, "Pastor, I'm sick with COVID." I prayed for her for a long time, and I asked God's grace to abound upon her. And I know that God is working in her life and doing great things for her. At this moment, I just want to take a minute to pray for anyone with COVID, this COVID attack, and whatever hindrances it has brought. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your divine holy presence. We thank you that thou art a God of mystery, a God of miracles, and a God of wonders, and a God that hears and answers prayer. At this moment, Lord, I bring all those who are sick with this COVID. I ask the hand of the Lord to abound upon them. I say, touch them wherever they are, Master. Whatever sickness they might be incurring from this COVID, it be chest congestion, it be a body failure, it be a breathing failure, anything to do with respiratory effects, I ask the hand of the Lord to prevail and abound and heal such ones. I pray for the churches around the world that God, doors will be open. These demon of COVID, the powers of hell, we push them back. Here in America, they've held the church bound since February this year. February this year, almost getting to 8 or 9 months without church services, live church services in the church. I thank you that by your grace, Master, we are surviving. And by your grace, O Master, you are lifting us up. By your grace, Master, we are seeing your miracles. Touch all those, O God, who are bound by this notorious disease. I ask that the Spirit of the Lord himself shall abound upon them. I give you praise and honor, knowing that, Lord, you are the God who hears and answers prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. But you know, it really gives me great pleasure to share with you today from the Word of God, and especially from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 28. You see, Deuteronomy 28 talks about the blessings of God that he has promised us, if we will abide and do his will. The key factor is to abide and do his will and follow his commandments. The Lord says when we do that, we shall be blessed. And so that's what I want to let you know. But as regards my birthday, you know, we went with my wife, we had a little bit of bite here and there. We traveled around, visited places, went to the park just to spend time together. And the Lord has been with us since. You know, we've seen the hand of God prevail, and we're still celebrating. My wife promised me that we still got to go like to Chipotle. It's a nice place. I like it. And we're going to go there once again, maybe this weekend, because the celebration of the birthday continues, she says, the whole month, the whole month of October. Well, friends, let's look to the Word of God. The title of my message I've entitled, "You shall be above only and not beneath." What does that mean? You see, the Lord promises us in the book of Deuteronomy that when we do his will, everything we touch will be blessed. He says we shall be blessed in the city, we shall be blessed in the country, and whatsoever we touch shall be blessed. He says he will bless the labors of our hands, He says we shall be above only and not beneath. We shall be the head and not the tail. Now, all that comes because we obeyed the voice of God. But if we don't obey the voice of God, the opposite takes place. Things come to a halt. You know, things don't work, and it's like a crunch to get things moving. We battle to see the blessings of God in our lives. We can't get ends meet properly. We keep fighting for blessings to come in our lives. We labor, but we don't get the benefit of our labor. Man, when you are going through such kind of a life, my friend, that's not a blessing. You see, I lived with Archbishop Idahosa in Nigeria. This man prayed every day. I prayed with him too. I was there for 2 years. I was in training, doing my Associate of Arts degree at that time, and practical ministry in the church, you know, being with him wherever he went to counsel people, pray. God's hand was upon Archbishop Idahosa, my friend. He built so many homes by faith. Then he built churches by faith. This cathedral, might call, they call it the City of Faith. It's a huge, huge, huge auditorium, sitting close to 10,000 people. In Nigeria, I've seen men of God blessed by God mightily. Because you see, the key factor with most of the people and the ministers in Nigeria is that they pray, man. They pray vigorously. They fast and pray. Because like when I lived with the bishop, well, observing from his life, he lived a fasted life. That means he most of the time I'll see him with a jug of water. He drank water mostly. But he would have a meal, but it was that it's not that mandatory that you eat a heavy meal. Every day there was like a banquet at his house. People visited him, ate with him at the dining table. But the whole thing I'm saying, friends, is that God will bless you. When you follow the principles of the kingdom, God will definitely bless you. When you walk the paths of righteousness, when you walk in the integrity of the word of God, you will see things change in your life. I've seen it myself because, you know, once I graduated and when he ordained me to the ministry, I tend to have picked up that mantle of blessing. In Zambia, at 5 acres of land, built a house, 5-bedroom house, built a church, sitting almost 600 people, built a Bible school, built a primary school from grade 1 to 7, an orphanage. You see what I'm saying? And then we are building a missionary residences within the property. But the point I'm making is that we need to trust God for the miraculous. We need to trust God for the impossible. Now, listen to what the Word of God says here. It says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." Verse number 2. "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." You see, the Lord is giving a definite promise here. It says, "Shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God." So what is going to come to pass? Blessings will come to pass. But with these blessings to come to pass, they got something like a caveat. We call it a caveat, something attached to it. You have to follow the Lord diligently for the word of the Lord to come to pass in your life. He says, you know, when you do this, you'll be placed above all nations. You'll be above all nations. Verse number 2. "And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Now he's about to narrate the actual blessings that will come upon them and overtake them. He says, "Blessed thou shalt be in the city, and blessed thou shalt be in the field." Now, you know, most of us live in cities, and you know how the life of the city is. If you don't have a job, things are hard. To get a home is very expensive. Even to get an apartment is very, very expensive. I remember living in New York, where there were some two Zambian ladies who lived in Queens. And they were renting this place, man. It was expensive. for the two of them. So you see, God will grant you favor sometimes, not sometimes, many times, if you follow His will, that favor will cause you to get maybe a home at a certain price. You won't have to pay too much. You see what I'm saying? I remember we lived in a condo one time, and the rent was very favorable. See? Now we are thinking of moving into a bigger house, and we are believing God for a miracle. And this is going to come to pass because we are doing His will. Listen. So He said, blessed thou shalt be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. In the field, it simply means, in those days, you know, they reared cattle, they had cattle farms, they had what you might call a ranch. But in our days, the fields are where we work at a job. You know, that promotion will be very much available. God will give us favor before our bosses, and things will work in our favor. It says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Now here he's talking about, because you know, those days, the children of Israel, they were very much in livestock. The more livestock you had, it was an equivalence of millionaires today, you see. The more livestock you had, you were a rich person. And so here he's telling them that, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Now, the fruit of thy body simply talks about the children that God gives you. You're going to have children, and those children will turn out right. You see, it's not good having children and they turn out wrong. You know what I mean? They bring a headache to you. They are in and out of the jail. Some of them maybe get imprisoned. That's not a blessing. You know, God promises that He's going to bless the fruit of thy body, meaning the children are going to be blessed of God. They'll have good jobs. Some of them will have businesses that they'll be running. That's the blessing that God is going to give you. Then the fruit of thy ground simply means the job that you do, because in these days they had farms. But God is saying, even at your job, even when you didn't expect a promotion, but because of the favor of God, you're going to see promotion. I remember when I joined the power company in Africa, just graduated from high school, my friend. I battled it out, and for 5 years I did the training of an electrical technician with a power division company, an electrical company, very huge conglomerate that supplied power to the copper mines in Zambia. I rose because of the favor of God. I was also intelligent at the job. I cut things very quick, you know. And, you know, God will quicken your mind so that you think intelligently. See, sometimes we come to God and we think God will bless anything. No, God will bless excellence. You understand? God will bless critical thinking. God will bless, you know, organized a planning. God doesn't bless chaos. God doesn't bless confusion. God blesses order. You understand me? So when God is saying, I'll bless you in the city and I'll bless you in the country, it means basically that your life must be in order. When your life is not in order, my friend, God does not bless chaos. He's going to lead you to put things right. Then He's going to start to bless you. So you must have an organized life. You must have a well-planned life. You must set goals that you can read and which can be attainable. You see what I'm saying? Not just anything we do. No, it's not anything we do, but the things that we plan properly are the things that we do. So He says here, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be when you comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Now, when He's saying when you comest in, He's talking about your interactions in business in the city. So whatever interactions you do, whatever things you do, God will be with you. Because He says here, blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee. This is verse 7 of Deuteronomy 28. That rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. Now, all this is talking about the protection of God on your life. He's saying that, you know, in life we get people just to hate us for no reason. Because the devil drives these people to just have such kind of hatred, man, that you can't understand it. They're just there to bring you down. But God is saying your enemies shall come one way and they will scatter seven ways. That means they will not know what has hit them, and that in whatsoever you do, God will protect you. There is a divine protection of God, you know. The Bible says here in verse 7 of Deuteronomy 28, the Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand to do unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So when he says he'll bless your basket, that means he's gonna bless your storehouse, means he's gonna bless your bank. Your bank account will be healthy. And he says, and all that thou settest thine hand to do. Now, this is talking about the strategic plans that you might have in life, the things you want to do in life. Here it says God is going to bless it. Like, you know, my wife and I, we have a plan to expand and get our Amchili imports and exports business running. We are believing God for a miracle. God's hand will be upon it and it will be blessed. So verse 11 says, the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods and in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground. So here he's just talking about continued blessings from the Lord. He says there, excuse me, the Lord shall open thee unto thee the good treasure, the heavens to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all thy work, to bless all the works of thine hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Now here he's giving a critical, commandment and promise that in whatsoever you do, God will be with you. God will bless the works of thine hand. He says, thou shalt lend and not borrow. I remember when I lived in Zambia as a minister coming from Nigeria, started the church. God, by his grace, made it possible for me to have an account here in America while I was in Africa. I had an account in Stockbridge with a dear, beloved lady who worked with me very closely. She lived in Stockbridge, Georgia. And I had this bank account, and all the monies that came from WIGO went to that bank account. So, you know, I'll be in Zambia, but I'll kind of... Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, fine, thank you. I'll be in Zambia and then I'll write a check to the ministry or whatsoever thing I'm doing. Hey, how are you? Thank you. I'll write a check and then that check will be received in Zambia and the money multiplied back to my account, and you know, because the rates were different. And so when I invested that money in the account, the money was paid by the bank in Stockbridge. But all I'm saying is, you can see that God's hand was upon me and God blessed me so greatly that I lacked nothing. So it's very important for us to know that God will bless whatsoever we do, and God's hand is going to be on the things that we place before him. You see, it says we shall not borrow. And I never so much as borrowed from people. And I lent money to a lot of people, you know. Even here in America, I lent money to my co-workers. When I came from Tulsa, people borrowed like $100, $200, like a guy who was short on his mortgage. He asked me for money. I lent it to them. So people received all these blessings and money from me. He says, invested in the Lord shall make thee head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day. So here God is saying you'll be the head and not the tail, and you will receive blessings according to his divine grace. So today, my friend, whatever position you are in, howsoever things maybe are working hard for you, God will see you through. God will make sure that things turn around when you start to do his will. If you do not know the Lord, you need to be born again, receive Jesus, and become a child of God. And then God will begin to bless your life. See, my wife and I have been blessed so much. I've had so many friends of ours who have blessed us tremendously, both in money, some of them buying us clothes, some of this getting us certain gifts. And so I really thank God for His mercy, even as we continue with ministry, seeking to be on television and going further to do missions in Europe. God is going to see us through. So my friend, I want to pray with you. Join me in prayer now to ask God's blessing to be invoked on your life. Father, I thank you for your divine grace. I pray for the blessing upon my brother, my sister, and myself, that we shall see the hand of the Lord in the land of the living, and that God, you make us above only and not beneath, and you cause us to prosper in whatsoever things we do. Bless us, Lord, Master, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my friend, I'll talk to you again. In the meantime, be good, do well, and God bless you, and bye-bye.